With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. It's now legal to grow, transport, and process industrial hemp in 46 states across the country, and more states could follow suit very soon. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the public seems to be pretty excited about hemp.
What I'll say about the hemp issue is I think all of us recognize it's an unusual crop. I don't think I've seen a crop in my lifetime from crop production that has seen the infatuation that hemp has seen across the country, literally infatuation. And I think it's caused such a hunger of economic stress, everything's looking for a savior crop out here.
And the USDA's Greg Ibach says hemp plans that have already been approved could be affected by new flexibilities for this year on hemp testing.
You know, it probably depends on how you wrote your regulations that we approved. If you said, you know, had vague language about a USDA accepted or a DEA accepted destruction method, then we're probably easily adaptable there. You know, we're not going to come out if you had in there a certified DEA lab. We're not going to come out and check the box on that and hold you to that. Since we've changed the rules here, we're going to be flexible there.
Idaho, Mississippi, New Hampshire, and South Dakota continue to ban production of hemp within their borders and also continue to treat the crop the same as marijuana. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.